This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I haven't gone away, you know, but I have moved. The Pat Kenny Show returns on March the 7th and will be live every Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 12 noon. What can you expect? Well, first off, all the breaking news stories.
Donald Trump is currently at 266 electoral votes. That's four off the 270 he needs to win. However, a quarter to seven this morning, Fox News called it for Trump.
Absent the resignation of the Taoiseach or the Tánaiste, it is the biggest cabinet resignation that one might reasonably expect.
We just got a latest update from Dr. Chip McCreary. He's a tsunami expert. He said the max amplitude of the tsunami has already passed.
We'll have some of the people we know you've enjoyed as regulars on the show.
Well, she did, because guess what? They got back together.
No.
Yeah, they did. And now they're married, happily married.
It's pretty complicated. And you're right. This is time for us to kind of tear up the textbook. Anything that we learned about biology in school is about to go out the window.
What I would really say is, if you're minding your pocket, and if you do have any kind of mind in the environment, it is worth just considering the impact with small things.
And at nine, you stabilise into this childhood brain, and that's the first turning point. And then the next big one, Pat, is when you're 32. Now, that was a surprise.
I just think it's the sharpness and the acidity of the raspberries that cuts through this cake, which is a chocolate fudge cake with milk chocolate ganache and fresh raspberries.
Taking politicians to task will still be part of our mission.
If you want my honest opinion, I don't think Bertie would have made it.
Would it have been bruising for him?
It would have been incredibly bruising for him. I don't know why he would have wanted to bring it upon himself.
The finance minister with no bank account.
The enormity of what would have been churned out.
The issue around contact with the HR manager emerged later, and they acted
They were
impeccably.
Accused of not doing due diligence.
We dropped the ball. Sinn Féin dropped the ball on this.
We'll continue to meet people with stories we think you should hear.
Clodagh was very witty, you know, she was, I know she might have been the more sensible one, but she had a witty streak and she was there. She was fantastic with Gary.
We were up in a place called Fortlawn, delivering milk, and I was sitting in the van and he just put something, he threw it up in your hand and I opened my hand and he just put it in my hand and what I knew then, I kind of got the feeling it was something bad.
And we'll be inviting celebrity guests and authors to continue to be part of our show.
I knew you were going to talk about fart sooner or later. I mean, yes, a fart builds. It's something that I don't let it out immediately. They build inside your gut, you know?
I'd always been a writer. I'd always been a journalist in my teens. You know, I'd written for music magazines. And then I sort of weirdly became a producer. And then I really accidentally became a television presenter.
Now, obviously, he had a big personality. He was great to be around. His laughter is what I keep it, you know, like I said, very contagious.
The Pat Kenny Show returns 10 a.m. Saturday, the 7th of March.